Of course, free will exists. Like, if you don't like this video, you can watch something else. Or if the stuff I say is interesting enough, then you can hit the like button. But I have a strong impression that there is a smokescreen that is clouding our ability to see and understand free will. There's a decoy that's distracting us from the significance of our free will. In the movie The Matrix, for example, Neo is presented with two choices by Morpheus in this infinite scene, and it's a blue pill and a red pill, but I think both of them were sugar pills. But before I get to that, let's back up and talk about freedom. Let's say, to help explain this, that you have a ranch, and on that ranch you have stables, and inside the stable you have a horse, and that horse, you lock that stable, it cannot move. It is stuck there. It is bound by the parameters of that building. But let's say that you decide that you want the horse to run. So you take him out of the stable and you put him onto a racetrack and the horse begins to run. But guess what? The horse is free from that stable, but he's now bound by that racetrack. And you see, decisions create situations where you're either bound to something or free from something. So when we talk about free will, we're talking about being free from something, but you're also always bound to something. The word decide comes from Latin and it means to cut off. And so when you cut a piece of paper, it is severed. So in the movie The Matrix, Morpheus presented Neo with the red pill and the blue pill. And as I said before, I believe that both of them were sugar pills. And the reason being is because what Morpheus was getting Neo to do was to make a decision. It's not that the pills had powers in and of themselves. It was the decision to cut off the other possibilities. And so when he decided to either take the one pill or the other one, he was unconsciously making a decision not to choose the other one, which means he's bound by whatever he chose and he's free from whatever else he had. So you may be wondering, why does this even matter anyway? Well, it matters because we are bound by our decisions, and our decisions are bound by our beliefs. And this happens because our subconscious mind will not allow us to act and behave in a way that is inconsistent with our core beliefs for a long period of time. What happens is we begin to self-sabotage. Said another way, it's like our mind is a supercomputer that can only do the functions of its programming. While it's true our beliefs can be right or wrong, that is the decoy. What I want to draw your attention to is that there are external factors that are affecting us negatively. And when we realize them, we are bound to make a decision. It's like the horse in a stable and there's a fire on a racetrack. The horse is not aware of the fire and this doesn't directly affect them. But if there was a fire to break out inside of the stable with the horse is bound to act. So here's the nugget of truth. When you realize that you are being lied to and that you're being manipulated by a system, you are now free from that lie mentally, but you're now bound mentally to make a decision about what you're going to do about it. So, for instance, we have great teachers, but a terrible school system that teaches us to operate inside of their system rather than teaching us how to learn. And once you see that and connect the dots, you're now obligated to make a decision about, are you going to take responsibility for your own learning? Or are you just going to continuously struggle in a situation where they say, go to school, get a good job, and you find out that the student loans that you got can't be paid back by the job that you got. And so you have to figure out a way to do something about it because the system is broken and lied to you. The good news is that our learning doesn't have to be in vain. If you found this video helpful, hit the like button and drop a comment in the comment section because it is learning happens on the outflow of information, not inflow. You take in information, but when you spill it out, that is when you truly learn it. But we'll talk about that in another video. This is the Wealthy Mindset Podcast. I'm Roberto Swift, and I'm out.